This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all. Until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 290 in Cypress, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. As it is starting to fill up a little bit in here, as we are live here, Buffalo Wild Wings Thirsty Thursday, the first one of the season. We've got 18, at least 18 of these bad boys to hit. I don't know if Shannon and Steve gonna make it to all 18 of these, but they done made their way on out here, and they pushed it. They came to every one of them bug tour. So we'll see if they make their way out here. But you can still come on out again. Next segment. So you have this segment left. Next segment, we will be hooking somebody up with some Bud Light gear. As all you got to do is sign your name, put it in our raffle box. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, a signed football from Daniil Hunter, your chance to win that. All you got to do is put your name in the raffle box, and we will do that coming up in the next couple of hours. But, Clint, I did just want to let the people know, again, we're Buffalo Wild Wings here at Cypress, here in Cypress right off 290. Some Astros injury news on the injury front. From the absolute latest, Josh Hader had some follow-up imaging, and it showed that he has a strain in the left shoulder and is healing. But manager Joe Espada said Hader is still not able to resume any kind of a throwing program.
No,
so he hasn't been able to throw yet. So just like we said with Spencer Arrighetti, if you haven't heard of that, we'll get to that in a second. Baby, it's September 4th, right? And you have a strain in your throwing shoulder, and on September 4th, you haven't been able to resume throwing yet. There's not a lot of days left in the season, so that one doesn't shake out to be great news in terms of a sign that hopefully he is back before the season ends.
Yeah, 22 regular season games before the playoffs hit. You know, I think if he were healthy right now, you know, a ramp-up period, a couple of weeks' worth of ramp-up period is what somebody like that would be looking at the very least, I would think. And so, I'm going to keep my hopes up that we get him back to some degree in the playoffs. Hopefully we last long enough in the playoffs to get him back. But, I mean, the injury is one thing. The ramp-up period that you know, would have to follow it is the other. So, maybe he can help us if we stick around the playoffs long enough.
Yeah. Hopefully that is the case.
It'd be a hell of a boost if it did happen.
If you could add him too, yeah. So that's the latest with the closer Josh Hader, and then the Astros, Jake Meyers, as we talked about, he was doing pretty well in his rehab start in Sugar Land, but he had two hits. One was a double, but then he fouled one off of his foot and went down and was pulled in the game in the fifth inning. He is going to DH tonight in Triple A Sugar Land. So at least they feel comfortable with him at the plate. So is not going to miss at least at bats, but not in the field today. So that is, I think, a good sign with Jake Meyers, and they are hoping to maybe get him here pretty soon.
Yeah. look, you get Yordan Alvarez back, and he is absolutely stroking it. And then you get, you know, at least good news that Jake Myers is right around the corner. Hopefully this foul ball off the foot or off the shin or whatever the hell it is isn't Kyle Tucker-esque, and hopefully he jumps right back into the swing of things.
Well, but Kyle Tucker didn't DH the next day, damn it. Yeah, so hopefully it's not that.
Yeah, well, you never know. Let's see how
with the Astros training staff.
Let's see how he responds here. Yeah, but look, I mean, you get that guy back. Again, we're getting closer to being whole, man. We're on the backside of a weekend where you had, you know, three starters that have come off off of injury relatively, you know, recently, pitch well, and so. Things are looking up, man. Things are looking up, and you get Jake Myers back, and assuming he's swinging it anywhere remotely close to what he was doing before the injury, then it's going to be an upgrade in a big fashion in center field.
And then the last one, we found this one out earlier. If you're just jumping in with us, the Astros, they are still waiting on the MRI results from Spencer Arrighetti. They placed him on the IL yesterday, but Joe Espada, being very honest, he acknowledged that it will be tough, quote, tough for him to get back for the remainder of the regular season. So Spencer Arrighetti, who had thrown 6-plus innings, a quality start in his last start, could be in a tough road to get back. And I know that one is especially frustrating because when you start to see him maybe pull it together there in his last couple of starts, 8 strikeouts, and was able to go a little longer in the game, that one's frustrating to think, like, man, he may not be back. This could be just, you know, him getting maybe, what, 4, you know, 5, 6, 7 starts this season and just lost.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't, you know, I'm going to hope for the best and hope that the tightness turns into a he's good to go and let's ride. Hopefully this wasn't a, you know, they sped up the ramp-up period coming off of that broken hand or whatever it was. Yeah. And now you're looking at an arm issue. Hopefully, best case scenario, he, you know, sits for 2 weeks and then he's back in the swing of things.
Yeah. Lineup tonight, Clint, as they try to win this series against the Yankees. A really good pitcher, left-hander Carlos Rodon, who is having a really good season this year. Jeremy Pena leads off, and Alvarez better be in the lineup again. He is in left field, by the way. Altuve's the DH. Correa is in the 4th spot. You like that? You like that top 5 with Walker behind him? That seems to be the route Espada and Dana are going there. That top 5 of Pena, Alvarez bat 2nd with Altuve behind him, and Correa in the 4th spot with Walker back. You like that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't give a rip. I mean, I really don't. I mean, when you look at those top 4, the way Pena's swinging it, and you got Alvarez, Altuve, and Correa, you can shake them up. You can do the what Joe Espada likes to do with the lineup anyway. You can shake them top 4 up and roll them on the table and put them in any order you want, and I'm happy with it. I got zero problems with that.
Walker, he's back in at first base. Yiner Diaz catching again. Cam Smith is out in the corner outfield with Urias at second base. He's been playing there a lot. And then Dubon's in center in tonight's game. So that's Peña, Alvarez, Altuve, Correa, Walker, Diaz, Smith, Urias, and Dubon. That is the lineup for Christian Javier, who's going to try to build off his last start where he went 6 innings and gave up no hits. As you said, one of the three, and it might be down to one of the two of Garcia and now Christian Javier with the injury to Spencer again.
I mean, that's it moving forward. 22 games left in the season. You got 3 pitchers, excluding Lance McCullers. You got 3 starters that I think the team's still banking on. Spencer Arrighetti obviously is on the shelf for 2 weeks, and you got Luis Garcia and Christian Javier. I just need one of them to work out, man. I don't care which one it is. I have no loyalty to any of them. I just need one of them to work out.
So you don't give a damn.
None. I don't care one bit. We just need a third starter in this rotation.
And
that's right. And with Alvarez back in this lineup, man, we can make some damn noise. There ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah. Also, I would just like to point out big win they got yesterday. Hey man, Brian Abreu, boy, you need you to kind of get this right here.
You ain't lying.
Let's get this right here. His last two outings, and we know everything we hear, the ninth inning is different. That closer role is different.
Yeah.
His last two outings, he's gone an inning and a third, six earned runs, seven hits, one homer, four strikeouts, and two walks. He's honest to God, he's really in the Framber Hunter Brown role himself, just in the bullpen, right? They like, obviously, we've talked about Lance. Lance has always been known as bury me in the H. Right now, Lance is bury me in the bullpen.
Buried in the H.
I'm sorry, Lance. That was unnecessary. I've been working on that
buried
one.
Buried in the H. Yeah, I'm sorry. I screwed that one up because that was good. Right now, he's buried in the bullpen. Yeah, you are right. That was good. I stepped on you. My bad. That was good.
But with the guys they have injured, like, they have to be able to depend, if they get it to the ninth, that Brian Abreu can close the door.
Yes.
Because it's a fight to get to him. And his last two outings, six earned, man. That ain't no inherited runners. That's six earned runs. He's got to, he's got to pull it together.
Hey, T, I don't know. Just to put a bow on this thing, I don't know if you got the Golf Channel in there in that studio you're in.
Oh, God. I don't have it on there, but I have access to it.
Oh, Paige is up there in a full bodysuit playing in some kind of celebrity pro-am or something. So just thought I'd do you a solid, let you know.
Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, and every time I look up there, there's some other little numbers running around in those little I guess they call them a golf outfit, but
skirt.
It's a couple threads beyond a bikini. But
Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the
world. That gal right there, full bodysuit right now. Golf Channel, man, playing 18.
Tyler just broke several things at that desk trying to get to
trying to find that remote.
I'm gonna have to sit down during this commercial break, boys.
Tyler's up here pissed off. I don't know if I got the Golf Channel. I don't know. I don't know if I got that one memorized.
I don't know who. I don't know which chick it is in the little black skirt thing that's playing. I think against her in the same group, but she has got a John Daly swing. It is full.
Hopefully not John Daly. Look.
No, she does not look like John. She swings like John. That's the extent.
If it's an Xfinity, Tyler, it's in that ESPN2 range. It's right around that range.
Love you, Paige.
Coming up as we continue, we're gonna hook somebody up with some Bud Light gear and talk a little Texans football. How different have the new additions made the Texans? We'll discuss that coming up next.